Welcome to my Soul Life podcast. This is my playground and I'm your host, Susan Scollin. I believe that we can live a life we love every day. To do this, we have to go on a journey to uncover who we are on every layer. We're always evolving and the people around us are a mirror of our growth. Over the next 9 weeks, each Monday, I'm bringing you my Summer Soul Sessions, where I share with you a wellness topic that I'm super passionate about. I'll share my thoughts and how you can grow and change too. And join me on Thursdays for the beginner health sessions for simple ways you can up-level your own health and wellness. Be inspired. I want to remind you that all the information shared in this podcast is my experience and the experience of my guests. It's not medical or mental health advice, diagnosis or treatment, and I would encourage you to seek professional advice where needed. Hey everyone, it's a Monday session here and a new podcast name, My Soul Life, which has been evolving throughout this year. And I'm excited to bring this to you. And it's a Sunday afternoon. I'm sitting in my office at 12:38 p.m. and I've just had a shower and I've just been paying attention to everything that's been coming into my life, and I'm going to start sharing that with you over the next 9 sessions, so over December and January. What I noticed with my podcast, which has been amazing, and I really love the platform that I get to share on, it's just been a joy to be able to put these things, to create these episodes, interview these amazing people and put these things out into the world and just let them fly on their own and let them resonate with you in a way that they resonate with you without them having to mean anything. So that's been a really beautiful part of my journey. And firstly, I want to thank you for being part of that. Over the last few months, a few people have come into my world around the podcast. A few people I have invited into my world around the podcast. And some people have been ready to go, which has been great, and you've heard all of those interviews. And some people haven't been quite ready to go. And I noticed a little trend happening where people would say yes and then sort of drop out. Not drop out, I should say. Just go, oh, I can, but I just can't do it now. Can we reschedule for December, or can you catch up with me in January, and we'll book something in for February? And I'm, totally, totally open to all of that sort of the way the universe works. And so I started to reflect on why. Why was that happening? Was it that I needed to finish the podcast? Was it time for a break from the podcast? Was it time for a different direction? And I've just sat back and chosen to look at it more broadly and to meditate on it, to play around with my pendulum on it, and just sort of, connect more with myself in this space and what I want to create. One of the avenues, or one of the things that came to me around creation and future episodes, and actually I've done a couple of episodes in the back end, so 114 and 116 have both been a reflection of that, is around thanking and acknowledging the people that have come before me and that have helped me on my path, even though they will never, or they may never have known about it. For example, Melitza, 114, and we talk about skincare, and she made skincare so simple. I remember reading those first blog posts from her and then signing up to her newsletter and going, what do you mean it can be simple? What do you mean I can make it myself? Like, all these sorts of questions came up, and then I kind of went into an overwhelm, and then which is what I do, and then I strip it back and go, okay, well, what's the one next thing? What could I do? Making bath salts and putting essential oils into them. And so I went and bought essential oils, and then a few years later became the journey of essential oils and finding quality essential oils that really resonated with me. And then obviously sharing those with the world as well. So I chose to engage with those people just slowly, just not in a rush, not in a hurry, just to slowly engage with them and bring those people back into my world, and to give them the opportunity to share their story and their journey and who they've become because they've been on that journey, it's really powerful to listen to people who are following their soul's calling and following their soul's work, and to really get a full understanding that when somebody is in their soul's work, it's not something that they do. They are that person. They embody that wholeheartedly. Whatever they are doing, it is a part of them. And that's the big difference between somebody who's just doing something to, for good reasons, I like to believe, to put food on the table for their family, and somebody who is actually passionate and loves what they do. And the two can coexist together. It's not a problem from that perspective. So in our super, what are we calling them? Super, no, that sounds like Oprah now. Our summer soul sessions. As I said, there are going to be 9 of these. I'm going to just riff on a topic that I choose. And if you're interested in me talking about a particular topic, please come and share it with me. Come jump over to Instagram or my business Facebook page, or send me a DM, send me an email to hello@susanscollin.com and share with me what you're interested in. Let's dive into that and let's find a way to bring that out into the world. It may not be through the summer soul sessions, but it may be through the beginner health sessions, or it may be through you coming onto the podcast, if that's something that really resonates with you and that you feel that you have a message to share and you just want to explore it. You know, it's funny, we can always record things. We don't have to put them out into the world. So coming on and spending that time with me, you could certainly just explore what's going on for you and whether that's the right thing for you. And what I find with a lot of guests is that they don't remember what they spoke about when they were in the interview. And so that is a common theme. It's not that you have to come prepared. It's talking from your soul. It's talking from the message that you want to bring out into the world. It's reminding people that it is safe to go and explore their own message, and you being the example of that. So don't be afraid if you're thinking, oh, you know, maybe I could share this, maybe I couldn't. Oh, no one really wants to hear from me. If that's kind of your train of thought, then we definitely need to talk, or we have an opportunity to talk. But today we're going to talk all about change. And of course, why not do it in this first summer soul session, given we've gone from interviews on a Monday to now me talking for the next 9 weeks. Also, of course it's going to happen when I change the podcast name again. But I'm not going back to fix up intros, to fix up artwork or any of that sort of stuff. This is just the evolution of the podcast, and you can see it. You can see that it's not a straightforward journey. I think maybe it was the last session, based on when I'm recording this and everything. So, this is all about change and not being perfect at what we do. I'm actually talking about perfectionism and how some people would be like, oh my gosh, she's changing the name again. That's really bad. Like, you can't do that. She needs to start a new podcast. And there could be all of those sorts of stories that come into play. But what if we let all those stories go? What if we just released what resonated with us at the time? What if, you know, my soul life, the podcast name, stayed for another 12 months and then I changed it again? Who cares? Should I put it under my name and just say podcast with Susan Scollin and then keep it simple and not think about it? You know, the podcast was originally going to be My Home Is You. I'm pretty sure that that's what one of my Facebook groups was called. And it was going to be the My Home Is You podcast. But My Home Is You is completely different to what I share on this podcast. My Home Is You is organized, all about organizing your online life. And so I'm not going to do that in this space. But that was what I was first calling it. And then it became Holistic Health. because I wanted to encompass everything broadly in a topic that we look at our health from all angles and our happiness and our relationships, that we don't just think that they're a linear line and that if we just walk this one path, then we'll get to X outcome. That's not how it works. That's not how life works. Life is messy. I think that's the best part about it. It's you don't know what's going to happen on a day, but you can have compassion for yourself and you can go, oh, we're here again. Or, oh, we're in this space. Or, oh, okay, this is happening today. And that can be completely okay. Because when we wrap around the stories that life has to be a particular way, who's going to be beating up on themselves? Who's going to be in comparison mode? Who's going to be unhappy and crying and wanting to hide on the couch or hide in the bed? And for what it's worth, all of that is completely fine. I just want to touch on my health journey. And just know that your health journey is unique. I have gone through a number of things through my life, the death of a brother. That always gets me. I have gone through postnatal depression and come out the other side of that. And so there have been other challenges, just like life, like, am I good enough? Should I be doing this? People don't like me. I've never had a boyfriend before. I've never had sex before. You know, those kind of things that come up at a certain point. I remember one of my sister's friends asking, you know, is Suze okay that she hasn't had a boyfriend? I'm like, who cares? Who cares? It's not about those sorts of things. Life is about the journey that we put out in front of ourselves and the stories that we tell ourselves. So it's when we start to unpick those and challenge those. It's when we start to open up to them. It's when we start to let go of how things should be and come back to how things can be. That's where the rubber hits the road. That's where the magic is. And sorry, I really just sort of went off on a tangent, but I just want to reinforce that everybody's health journey and life journey is different. And I can only speak to the things that I have been challenged with, the opportunities that I've had in life, and I cannot speak to yours. And please don't think that what I am saying is gospel, because it's not. It's not the law. It's just my experiences and the things that have worked for me. I had a conversation with somebody recently who was going through their own things, and they were challenged by something that I said, and I really respect what they brought to me. And so it brings me back into that space of nobody knows my full story. I probably don't even know my full story, because to look at it, I tend to run. I'm trying to write about it at the moment, but it's really interesting to see how I can navigate the bumps in the road, the things that happened and the points in time when they happened. So when I first noticed that, you know, I was in a depression mode after having Teddy, where the anxiety started to kick in, when the mastitis happened, the second round of mastitis happened, and the two places where I had to have milk, you know, excised from my breast, and then the surgery. And on top of that, I had someone coming into my house telling me that I was not doing the right thing by my baby. And then I had a specialist do the same thing. And so I can navigate all of those pieces, and I know sort of the points in time, but the emotional, I'm going to use the word trauma, but I'm not sure whether it probably is a form of trauma. The emotional challenges that sat underneath of that, it's like my body wants to hide from those things. And so some of the things that I have shared and will continue to share throughout the podcast are things that have worked for me. In particular, breathing. Breathing has been such a massive tool for me. And I remember there was one event where I stood in my kitchen and my inner critic was so loud. Like, I was telling myself that I had a split personality disorder. And Chris said something to me and then he said, what are you thinking? And my brain just went into, you don't effing want to know what I'm thinking. But I was able to just stand there, just looking down at the cutting board because I was cutting up carrots at the time. This is how much detail I remember. And just breathing. And I didn't move, but I could just breathe. And that was my experience. And that's what worked for me. And then I had to just put one foot in front of the other to keep moving forward because that's what I'd chosen to do and that's what I continue to choose to do. That is where change happens for me. Change happened for me in that moment because I could have blurted out whatever was going on in my head, which is what I just told you. I could have projected back onto Chris a million things that were not his responsibility, that were not his problem. But in that moment, because I could, because I was safe in my environment, I was perhaps not so safe in my mind, but I was able to see that shift happen in that space. Now, that is not the case for everybody that listens to this podcast. They may not be in an environment where they are safe, and I want them to know that that is their story, and at no stage am I projecting my story as a solution for their story. And I just want you to go on your journey safely, find a way through, do what you can, moment to moment. Don't try to solution up everything because we can't. Not even now, even though that I'm, you know, 8 years, Teddy just turned 8 yesterday. I'm 8 on the other side. That find your way. And I send you all the love. But for everybody else who's in the middle of just life, of their mental health challenges that they know that they can move through, but there's just some blocks on the road they need some help with, that's where I come in. That's where this podcast comes in. That's where inspiring you with this information and with the amazing guests that I get to speak with and that I get to share with you, that's where I come in. That's where I can help. I'm not on one end of the spectrum at all. When I say spectrum, as in life journey, there are people that are struggling. I'm in the middle ground. I'm in that space of we need to make some shifts and changes, and I will get to what coaching is in a few weeks' time. I think that's really important to talk about. But let's come back to change. Let's lighten the load here. And why we push back on change. Change is a topic that comes up so much. It's like we have this vision for what life should be like or what we think life should be like. And when I say life, relationship, career, spirituality, physical activity, when we have this vision of what those things should look like, and when there's a change, when something shifts and we perceive it to be positive, we kind of go, oh, that's a good outcome. Let's keep moving forward. But when we perceive it to be negative is when we stop and kind of push back and we go, hang on a minute, this isn't where we want to be. And it's your fault, can be. Sometimes it's very hard for us to take it on board as our own. We look at it as an external factor. And I know I did this. I know I did this through my postnatal depression journey. And I know now, looking back on it, that it was all made by me. Now, this is, again, not for everybody else's consumption, i.e. therefore you have done something wrong. I didn't do anything wrong. I just had my own personal negative view on what life was. And I thought I was stuck. That was one of my biggest challenges, is that I thought I was stuck in that space. And of course, what I've learned is that I'm not stuck, but I had to get through, I had to move through that stuckness to get to where I am now. So we push back on that change and we say, hang on a minute, I know I said yes, i.e. to the job, to the baby. I know I said yes to, you know, helping my friend out, but now I don't want to. And now I'm feeling, for me, anxious, depressed. I'm really struggling to put one foot in front of the other. And this is on the extreme end. I get that. But we can push back on simple changes. It could be an event that gets changed from one location to another and it's a bit further out for us. And so we go, oh, I don't want to go to that. We can push back on, oh, it's another, you know, school event or a school thing that's going on. And you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so exhausted from all these school things happening. We can push back on, you know, where I have to go to buy that Christmas present. We can push back and just say, oh, I don't want to go to that other mall because it might be closer, but there's 50 million people going to be there because it's Christmas. And therefore, I just don't want to do it. And I can't get online because apparently they don't have it online stock. So I'm going to have to, or it can't be delivered in time. And so therefore I'm going to have to go to a store, but it's actually going to be 30 minutes away instead of 10 minutes away. You know, so we can play around with all of that sort of mind drama and push back on those sorts of things. Sorry, my computer has just frozen. Not frozen. The screensaver came on. All right. And these are just stories that we tell ourselves. These changes that we have in our lives are just stories that we tell ourselves that for some reason it's worse to do X than it is to do Y. And we would prefer it to be easier. So we don't make the change. Or like in the case of the podcast, like I've gone through three name changes this year. So as I said before, originally the podcast was supposed to be My Home Is You. That never happened. We went to Holistic Health. Then this year it evolved into My Life Beyond Postnatal Depression. So noting that we have moved beyond the postnatal depression that I had. And the reason for that change, it's really interesting because I pushed back a lot on that one. And I was just like, I know there's some sort of shift happening, but I really don't understand it. And I worked with a beautiful friend who helped me sort of unpack some of it, actually two beautiful friends. And then I also worked with a medium who helped me unpack some of it, and it got to a place where it felt good. And that's when I knew that perhaps that was what I needed to do. So I rebranded everything. And if you remember, the branding was paint splatters originally, so blue paint splatters. And I looked at that and went, oh, that looks awesome. No worries. That's cool. And as soon as I put it onto social media, I went, oh, that looks like shit. That looks terrible. And it felt really aggressive and actually felt quite dark to me. And that wasn't the space that I wanted Beyond Postnatal Depression to look like. So I quickly changed the artwork into something that resonated with me. I had seen another post that I'd done, some other artwork that I had used, and those colours resonated with me. So I didn't use that one, but I used similar sort of colours, which is what you see now. And so that was part of that sort of change. But in the back of your mind is always this, oh, what are people going to think? Where are they going to stop listening? Have I done the wrong thing? How am I going to get people onto the podcast now with a name like Beyond My Life Beyond Postnatal Depression? And one of my biggest challenges was, how do I explain that to people? Like, you don't have to have had postnatal depression to come on my podcast, but this is kind of what I talk about. This is what people think I talk about when they see it. So it's been an absolute mind journey and challenge in that space. But at some point you need to let go. And that's what I chose to do, is just go, do you know what? Just press publish. Just press that button, let go, allow everything to kind of just be, and not hold on to all the stories. Because if I hold on to all the stories, I'm never going to do anything. I would never have released the podcast in the first place, or I would have stopped it a long time ago. So like, yeah, if we hold on to those things, it's really a blocker for us. And so now with my podcast going from My Life Beyond Postnatal Depression to My Soul Life, that feels so true to me. And I really don't have the anxiety, I guess, that I had around releasing My Life Beyond Postnatal Depression. There was certainly some excitement in that space. And the excitement was, as soon as I opened that door to the name change, so many people came in, so many discussions were happening. And then we've gone into this slowdown. So it served a purpose for a while. And I can tell you that what the purpose was, basically. In this year, I've been listening to the podcast 40, F-O-R-T-Y. It's by Lise and Sarah, and they're both based in Brisbane, and they share, you know, it's the little black book for our middle years. So if you haven't listened to it, there's lots of great interviews over there. And one of the ladies that they were interviewing, and I cannot remember her name now, but she's basically alcohol-free in the bush. And so she talked about the fact that she was an alcoholic and now is no longer an alcoholic, and she considers herself recovered. And most alcoholics to this day do not talk about themselves as ever being recovered. They talk about that there's no such thing as being recovered from alcoholism, that it's something that you live with. And when she said that she was recovered, I got thinking about, am I recovered from postnatal depression? Like, is that done with now? And my immediate reaction was yes. I'm done with postnatal depression. There is no more, there is absolutely no more feelings of depression. Like, I'm not in that stage. I have moments where things don't go well and I react perhaps in a depressive or anxious way, but they don't last. And so I went, I feel like I'm recovered. And so I think that post, that podcast name, My Life Beyond Postnatal Depression, came about because it would help me, I'm going to say, rise again and go, do you know what? It's possible to recover from postnatal depression. It's possible to be on the other side of it. And for it just to be part of your story, just like for me, a netball game is part of my story. Getting married was part of my story. Having a baby was part of my story. Celebrating my mum's 80th recently is part of my story. But it's not something that therefore I have to hang on to and I'm going to hold on to dear life because therefore, lots of therefores, right, in this conversation, that I don't know who I am without it. And I was recently talking to an amazing woman. Her name is Beck, and she is one of my interviewees around MS. And we were having this conversation that it's okay to start to let those things go. Like, and who do we become? And please know this is my version of our story, of our conversation. Who do we become when we let go of those stories? Who do we become when we let go of those money stories and those money blocks that we all have? Who do we become when we let go of those relationship stories and those relationship blocks that we all have? How can we be better partners? How can we be better mums? How can we just be better humans when we let go of all of those stories? And that's the beauty of the work, is letting go of the stories, choosing to find something that feels good to you. In my case, that's really appropriate for my human design perspective, is to anchor into things that feel good to me and act from that space. And when I do that, then I'm in more alignment, and therefore things grow naturally without me having to push, without me having to constantly be online or chatting to people and all the things that just really, they do light me up, but they also drain my energy. So finding that sweet balance where I'm still getting that fulfillment from those engagements, but I'm also maintaining my energy, which is something, it's all about Project 2022. That's everything that I'm doing in that space. So that's a little bit about why we push back on change and the opportunities that sort of come in when we create, when we let go of all of those stories, when we let go of that kind of pushback. We can actually create more. Like, and I don't mean physically own more, we just become more. We become lighter. So, and that is becoming more. Like, you probably went, oh my God, I can't do anymore. I can't be anymore. And I'm like, no, you actually become lighter in yourself. You let go of all of the stories. You let go of what things should be and go, oh, that was interesting. You know, like, whoa, let's just get on with things. We had a little incident happen yesterday. We had Teddy's party, and there was a discussion later. I'm not going to tell you the details, but I just sort of said, you know, there's more going on there than what we physically see. And that is the same for us. We can physically see what's happening in our lives. So the people that we interact with, the things that we watch on TV, but there is more going on within ourselves, and that's where we get to be. That's the lightness that comes in. That's, and I'm smiling as I talk about this. This is the opportunity that we have when we let go of all of those stories and start to become open to the things that are coming in. Now, I have been through a significant amount of change in the last 8 years. Like, there's no doubt. And if we look back on that kind of time frame, probably go, oh my gosh, how does somebody do that? And for some people, that would raise anxiety levels, I imagine. For some people, it would go, oh, well, that's just living life. Like, but things have happened really quickly once I started moving through things that were happening to me. So Teddy was born 8 years ago, postnatal depression, you know, big black hole by the May, digging myself out, getting back into work the following May, and still, I was still in a state of that, you know, I'm going to say, yeah, I was definitely still in a state of that depression at that point in time. Obviously, I was able to function, and work brought so much joy into my life, which I was really honoured to be able to do. But there were triggers in that environment too. So I had to manage those triggers, but I had done enough baseline work by that stage to be able to manage those sorts of triggers that came along. And then what else did I do? I was running, you know, which, you know, seriously, who runs? No, that's a joke. I know some of you do, and it's great that you do. I just haven't got back into it. My bones just are a little bit sore when I do. I wonder if that's going to change though. So, you know, I started running, reading, going to listening to podcasts, studying at IIN, going to Tony Robbins, you know, being mentored by different people, and giving up netball. That was a huge change for me. And then coming back into netball this year, like, and us moving up north, like, there's just been so many different challenges and changes. And through all of that journey, it's, for me, it's been really important to stay open. When I start to close off and I can physically feel it into my body, and we'll talk about that in the next episode, I think it is. I'll just have a look. Yeah, we talk about that in the next episode around what happens when we, what happens with those energy centers when we start to shut off and make decisions for me from my headspace rather than doing it through my intuition and my spiritual guides in that sort of space. And so when we close off, everything closes off, right? So it's not just one and done. There is a massive flow and effect to everything else that happens in our lives. And I love to remind myself and my clients and my students that when we make one shift in an area of our life, so say, for example, drinking more water like I'm doing for Project 2022, that has a flow and effect to every other area of our life. Not because I'm drinking water, i.e. physically, it's the act. It's the act of turning up for myself in that place means I turn up for myself authentically in other places, because drinking more water is an authentic act for me. So bringing that in naturally brings it into the other places as well. So just keep that in mind. You do not have to change your whole life to change your life. Just change one thing. And that's the beauty of the work that I get to do with clients. I get to do by putting out this podcast. The Beginner Health Session talks about that as well. Just pick one thing and your life will naturally expand from that place. So my life has gone through significant changes, and, you know, leaving my corporate job last year was a massive shift for me. It felt good in my body, and I had a story about what was then going to happen after that. You know, my business was going to boom. I was going to be really busy doing all of the things that were related to my business. And interestingly enough, my word for 2021 was focus. And I thought that meant focus on your business. And so I had all these plans. I'm going to drop this program here. I'm going to drop that program here. I've got these people on the podcast. I'm going to keep interviewing and keep moving forward, keep building. But not all of that happened, I'm going to say. Like, a significantly smaller portion of that stuff happened. What happened was I actually shut down my Facebook group. First off, I just removed anybody that wasn't a client or a potential client or who had been a client, basically, whether that be in the oil space or health coaching. I then went do you know what? This still isn't aligning with me. Okay, so I close the Facebook group. Okay, you can come over to Instagram. I'll be disciplined and I will show up in that space. What else did I do? I was studying. I was finishing my life coach certification. I then went on to health coaching 2.0 and studied that. And then was working towards an exam that I was going to do at the back end of this year. Couldn't do that because of COVID. So even though I've done all of that study, which sure is in my brain and I will need to remind myself of it, and I'll be able to do that exam in May, I have to go back and revisit all of that and I have to dive deeper into the work. But I maintained all my clients. I maintained, and I had some new clients come in. I maintained the work that I was doing through my membership program. The podcast has flourished and grown over the year and has really transformed. And my membership group will change again next year, which is really exciting. And everybody's excited for that. But that was the focus, was around, you know, allowing things to come in and not blocking them. Being open to what was happening and allowing that sort of space rather than going, oh, it has to be this way or it has to be that way. I've dropped that program. Why haven't people enrolled, you know, hands on hips and all that sort of stuff. And now what does that mean about me and beating up on myself and all the things that would in the past have come? And then finding the gratefulness in who had enrolled and what we were going to create that space. All interesting kind of work, right, from a psychology perspective even still. The other thing that I did in 2021, and I've talked about this on podcast episode, I think it's 112, with Mel, where we talk about Project 2022, but I do reflect back on giving up chocolate this year and how I saw chocolate as my speed, how I saw chocolate as a really good friend who obviously I was in consuming, so it was I'm going to say a give and take relationship, but really it was a lot of giving into my body as opposed to releasing anything from my body. So it was me taking and chocolate giving, and I wasn't giving back to chocolate. And so now being on the other side of that, I can kind of see that it was my speed and that it was okay to shift and change. Sorry, I just had to jump out. Chris has arrived home. But back to you guys, and I won't be editing that out. There's no reason to edit that piece out around, you know, that I wasn't here and now I'm apologising for not being here, but just want to be the example that life happens and it's okay for life to happen and things don't have to be perfect. And so coming into 2022, I've started that project already and it's amazing to see the shifts and changes that I've created. And I don't think that they could have been possible. I'm sure they could have, but in the way that I'm creating them now without 2021. And of course, 2021 couldn't have been possible without 2022 and keep going back. So now I'm gluten-free and dairy-free for 6 months. That is a challenge. And it's not something that I wasn't specifically doing, but I'll share more about that challenge, particularly in the blog. Or in my blog, and I'm sharing some of that over as I'm starting to build up some of the resources over on my website, and it's got its own page and stuff like that. So you can head over there and learn about it. But we are building blocks. So I love to think about one simple thing that you can do, and you come up with it for yourself, like just sit and breathe into your body, just feel that breath go in and just ask yourself, if I could make one simple change this week, this month, this year, in 2022, whatever you want to do, what would that be that would have the biggest impact on my life? What would that be? And when I did that last year, it was chocolate. And now coming forward, it's like, well, how can I elevate that? And part of the process, part of Project 2022 is all about health and up-leveling my health. And as I'm doing that, you know, my lungs are getting better. My skin is getting softer. My marks on my face, I'm far more reduced than they were. Some of the sun damage, I'm not saying that it's getting rid of skin cancer. Please clarify. I'm clarifying that with you. But some of the damage that I've had on my skin, just dry spots and stuff like that, that's starting to soften and change to what I would say is my benefit. And then on top of that, I've then got my hair being softer and thicker. Like, oh my gosh, I've been thinning in the front since I was 20. And so 27 years later, I'm starting to get more hair and I look at it and go, how did that happen? Like, that's really luscious. And, you know, of course, then the stories come in and go, why didn't we do this earlier? We are so hard on ourselves. So I think just to wrap up on everything that I've shared here today, I just want you to not be afraid, just like I'm practicing not being afraid and doing the next thing. It's not about being perfect at anything that we do. So please don't think that that's the way forward. We have so much going on in our lives. And, you know, I think that when we can shift just one thing, it's almost like a little celebration. I call it the thought that's coming to mind is party in my pants, but that can often mean other things. But what I'm saying is that I get to wiggle around and go, oh gosh, I'm so proud of you today for drinking 2.6 litres of water. I certainly felt it last night in bed when I only drank 1.5 yesterday. And the cramping that was in my legs, I didn't take time to stretch last night after being on my legs all day with the party. And I just, you know, so there's little lessons that I can learn from that. It's not why is this happening to me? It's just, oh, of course that's going to happen. Like, how can I shift that for next time? How can I make this better for myself? Get more water into yourself, because it's not like I couldn't have done it. I absolutely could. I just didn't prioritize it on top of everything else that was going on. And I'm still proud of myself. I'm still proud of all the things that I achieved yesterday and that I'm achieving right now, even though they don't look like the cookie cutter approach to things. I just got off finishing watching The Minimalist on Netflix. It's a documentary all about minimalism and simplifying our lives. And it's really interesting for me to then look around my house our home. And when we came in 12 months ago, the empty spaces that were in this place, because it's so much bigger than the place we were in before. And now have we filled those spaces? And I'm like, I've seen that happen so often. Like, I've seen that happen before with our previous home as well, because it was so much bigger than the unit before that. And interestingly, the unit that we lived in, we collapsed three houses because the unit was already fully furnished. Chris had his furniture. I, myself and my flatmate had our furniture, and we collapsed all of that into a two-bedroom unit, you know, so we felt like we were very crammed in that space, and then to be able to expand out as we went. But at the same time, we fill the spaces. So why don't we fill the spaces that we want to have, like consciously, with things that we want to have? And we do that by creating one simple change in our life and then compounding that as we go. So one thing, then you add on the second thing, maybe 2 weeks later, maybe a month later, whatever that looks like for you. Get in a routine with that thing. Then you can add in the next thing, because it's certainly possible to make changes. It's certainly possible to live a life that you love every day right where you are. And it's certainly possible to do it from a place of alignment that's exactly where you want to be and what you want to be achieving. So thank you for tuning in today. And I really want you to go for it. Like, start tuning into your body even more deeply than you perhaps are doing right now. And just know that those changes will come as often as you listen to them and as you allow them and as you surrender and, you know, just pick the next thing that comes in and go, is that in alignment with me? Why am I doing that thing? Why am I reading that book? What is the story that underpins that? Do we want to shift that? There's a whole pile of questions that we can ask, and it's not going to slow you down. It's not going to mean anything about you. It's just you being you and really embracing the life and the opportunities that you have to move forward. So go for it. That's my last words. And as I said earlier, I just want to put a disclaimer out there around who this information is for. As I said, it's that middle ground. It's not for either end of the scale, somebody that cannot get off the couch to somebody who is so in such a bad space, you know, either way, or running 100 miles an hour effectively. if you need support, if you were one of those people and you need support, go out and seek that support. Go and find the right people to help you. But if you are in that middle space, these are just my ideas. These are the ideas and thoughts and things that have worked for people that have interviewed me, I have interviewed throughout this podcast. They are the sum, you know, I am the sum of the people that I have interacted with over my time and in my life. They're not necessarily for you. And that's completely okay. And that's been always my story. Is my story is it, is mine. You can try on some of the things that I've done, but make sure you do it from a place of alignment with yourself. If they aren't for you, don't do them. But if you need medical support or medical advice, please go and seek that out. Make sure that you talk to somebody about where you're at. Get that baseline for whatever it is you're doing, whether it be health, whether it be a new job. Go and get somebody to help you sort of understand where you are and what, and then look at a plan moving forward. As I said, I will do an episode around health coaching and what that health and life coaching and what that actually means. But in the meantime, look after yourselves and do the things that align with you. Just because I might have run a 10-kilometer marathon fun run doesn't mean that you need to or should be doing it. And so the same with my journey. Just because we've moved interstate doesn't mean that you should be doing it. Find the things that work for you and get the support that you need rather than, just diving in and thinking that what I'm saying is the truth. It's my truth. It's not necessarily your truth. And it's certainly not medical advice. All right. So thank you again for being here. This is the first of our summer soul sessions, which is really exciting. I'd love to know what resonated with you when you were listening to this episode. So yeah, I'll leave the outro to do the outro piece, but I look forward to hanging out with you in the next session when we're going to talk all about energy centers. And this is a really, it's something that's come into my life more defined in the last few months, and something that I'm really learning to anchor into. I thought I was good at it. I'm like, maybe I can be better at it. What would that mean? And what would that bring into my life? So that's what I'm keen to, share with you is my journey in that space and continuing. Just know that I'm continuing on my journey and it's not linear, and the energy center space is not linear, like a one and done and I'm such an expert. It doesn't happen at all. Same with change. I still struggle with change and I have been triggered by change this year. I've ended up in some really challenging spaces of my own mind and of my own making. And so that when I look back at those pieces, I know that the words that I say is thank you. And the words I choose to say are thank you. Thank you for shining a light on what I don't want. Thank you for shining a light on the things that I do want that I can now see. And thank you for showing me that perhaps I'm in the wrong space and it's time for me to make a move and make that change again. See you in the next episode. Thank you for joining me today, and I have a couple of small favours to ask. If you love this episode, please share it with someone you love and you know the episode will resonate with. Also, to help spread the word about my podcast, please head over to iTunes and leave me a review. I love hearing your thoughts about my podcast and what's resonating with you. Plus, it helps us share my podcast with the rest of the world, which is amazing. Finally, thank you so much for being here. I'm super grateful for you and I'm truly honoured you've spent your time with me. Let's keep rising, let's keep growing, because it's totally possible to live a life you love every day right where you are. See you in the next episode.